Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're taking a stroll on a warm summer afternoon. The grass is green, the sun is in the sky, and suddenly, you feel yourself sinking. You begin to panic, but then immediately you bounce back up. You test your footing and jump slightly. The grass bounces with you, like a trampoline. This phenomenon is caused by soil liquefaction. Excess water from heavy rain or floods becomes trapped in the soil, causing it to be waterlogged. This makes the ground temporarily act like a giant waterbed. While it may be tempting to run and bounce on this springy grass, it's best to tread carefully. The grass could potentially break open, and if someone fell through, it would be incredibly tricky for them to get back out again. An erupting volcano is already a pretty terrifying sight, with clouds of dark smoke and flowing molten hot lava. What's even more terrifying is that they can produce lightning. Volcanic lightning is pretty hard to study, so scientists don't know exactly what causes it. A common theory is that during an eruption, the ash picks up so much friction that it creates a buildup of static electricity. This static electricity then triggers the volcanic lightning. A fire whirl, or fire tornado, is exactly what it sounds like. They occur when ground winds pick up flames and escalate the embers into a whirling force. These spinning columns of fire can reach up to 1,000 feet tall, but luckily, they only last for a couple of minutes. Fire tornadoes are pretty rare, but they can be extremely dangerous. In Tokyo in 1923, a large citywide fire produced a gigantic fire tornado. The tornado lasted 15 minutes and devastated the city, causing significant damage and leaving 38,000 people injured. On a cold and cloudless winter night, you might have been lucky enough to witness colorful beams of blue and orange light reaching up towards the sky. These are called light pillars. They occur when light is reflected from tiny ice crystals that float about in the atmosphere. These pillars are more common in cold, northern countries like Canada or Russia. We've all seen the colorful rainbow arches that the...
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong. Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Fun produces. It's much rarer to see a rainbow light up in the sky, produced by the moon. This is called a moonbow. It's bright and colorful like a rainbow, and occurs when moonlight reflects off water droplets in the sky. Moonbows are incredibly rare and can only occur in specific conditions. The moon must be very low, the sky has to be dark, and rain must fall directly opposite from the moon to create this lunar rainbow. If you're taking a moonlit stroll along the beach at night, you might come across the strange phenomena of a bioluminescent beach. This occurs when a microorganism in the water called plankton are agitated by the movement of the waves and give off a bright blue color. These microorganisms tend to live in warmer waters, so you can find these luminescent beaches in places like the Maldives, Puerto Rico, and even Florida. In Antarctica, you'll find the famous Blood Falls. Blood red-colored water pours out of the Taylor Glacier from an underground lake. Scientists originally believed that the striking color was caused by a microorganism, similar to the luminescent beaches glowing plankton. But after further studies, it was discovered that the water has abnormally high levels of iron that oxidize and turn to rust the second they hit fresh air. In colder climates where lakes are frozen all year round, if you look pretty closely beneath the icy waters, you'll notice frozen bubbles trapped in the ice. These are small pockets of methane gas. Bacteria in the water feast on other organisms and digest them to produce methane. The methane turns into floating bubbles in the frozen water, trapped beneath layers of ice. Apparatus clouds are one of the rarest events in nature. This cloud formation consists of incredibly dark and storm-like waves of clouds. Although these clouds appear ominous and look like they carry a heavy storm, They usually dissipate without ever affecting the weather. These clouds most commonly appear in the Great Plains of the United States, but they haven't been observed since 2009. Despite being a famously harsh climate, the desert can produce some beautiful things, like desert roses. These are intricate rose-like formations of crystal clusters. The intense switch between dry and wet conditions forms the crystals and traps grains of sand within them to give them their signature color. From afar, you could easily mistake a waterspout as a large tornado traveling over a body of water. In reality, waterspouts are a type of funnel-shaped cloud. They are rotating columns of cloud-filled wind, which often take on a darker color. Waterspouts are much weaker and smaller than tornadoes, and they aren't strong enough to suck anything into them. This phenomenon typically occurs in tropical climates, and they usually dissipate before reaching land. Lenticular clouds are flat clouds that lay on top of the other, looking like stacks of pancakes in the sky. They typically form in high altitudes where geographic features like mountains or tall buildings interrupt the airflow. Because of their unique shape, lenticular clouds have been suggested as an explanation for some UFO sightings. As our climate changes, new natural phenomena develop. One of these is exploding permafrost. The increasing temperature in Arctic zones is causing the permafrost to melt. Just like in frozen lakes, bubbles of methane gas are trapped in the permafrost. As the permafrost begins to melt, the gas is released. This results in large explosions in the ground, which leave behind massive holes. The first case of this was reported in 2013, and several more have been reported since. When you think of icebergs, you usually think of a large chunk of pristine white ice. But in Antarctica, you find icebergs striped with colors of green, blue, yellow, and more. The different colors are caused due to the ice forming in special conditions. Green typically appears when water that is rich in algae freezes. Blue stripes are more often freshly frozen water. Other colors are typically caused by sediments of debris picked up by the water as it freezes. Nacreous clouds are some of the rarest clouds on the planet. They typically occur at high altitudes and are only visible within 2 hours after sunset. The clouds appear beautiful as they display light waves of various colors. But don't be fooled, these clouds are actually a pretty dangerous sight. Nacreous clouds are incredibly destructive to our atmosphere. Their presence encourages the chemical reaction that breaks down our ozone layer. The ozone layer is an essential shield protecting us from the sun's harmful rays. The more depleted it is, the more at risk we are of global warming. The last place you might expect to find a natural fire is in the middle of a waterfall, but it's more common than you think. In upstate New York, in the middle of a small running waterfall, is an eternal flame around 8 inches tall. Beneath the waterfall is a natural gas seep, a low pressure of gas that escapes from underground into the Earth's atmosphere. The small fire is sheltered enough by rocks from the waterfall's spray to stay lit permanently. Typically, green sand isn't what you'd imagine when you think of tropical beaches, but in Hawaii and other volcanic islands around the globe, you'll find beaches covered with dark green sand. This remarkable color is due to the erosion of olivine, a type of rock formed by nearby volcanic eruptions. Over the years, the rock slowly withers into sand and washes onto the shore, resulting in these strange colored beaches. Penitentes are fields of ice spikes, formed in high altitudes. These occur when sunlight beams directly onto ice, turning it into water vapor rather than melting them. The sunbeams vaporize small dimples in the snow surface, resulting in sharp crystal-like formations. The spike can grow as tall as 15 feet. Mammoth's clouds are some of the most unusual and distinctive formations of clouds. The clouds can extend over hundreds of miles and appear like the sky has been blanketed with cotton balls. The clouds themselves are harmless, but they often signify that a dangerous storm is nearby. So if you see them, head inside. A green flash sunset is a rare phenomenon that occurs briefly at sunset or sunrise, when the sun is almost entirely out of the sky. In the right conditions, onlookers can witness a distinct green flash, making the sun appear bright green. This is caused by sunlight reflecting off the Earth's atmosphere, causing the light to refract into different colors. The sun appears green, but really, it's just an optical illusion.